Mic check. Hi, guys. Good morning. My name is Tony, and I'm the new pastoral intern, and I get the honor of doing EMP today. So if you guys could turn your Bibles to Numbers 6, verse 1 through 8, that's going to be the passage for today. And when you get there, just let me know that you guys are there by looking up at me. Awesome. If I could just start us off with a word of prayer before we start, that'd be great. Dad, I thank you so much for this opportunity to preach and to just share your word. God, this morning I pray that our hearts would be soft, and if we're coming in a little tired or sleepy, God, I pray that you'd open up our eyes and our hearts to be awake for your word. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's read Numbers 6, 1 through 8 together. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when either a man or a woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar made from wine or strong drink, and shall not drink any juice of grapes or eat grapes, fresh or dried. All the days of his separation, he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, not even the seeds or the skins. All the days of his vow of separation, no razor shall touch his head until the time is completed for which he separates himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. He shall let the locks of his hair of his head grow long. All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body, not even for his father or for his mother, for brother or sister. If they die, shall he make himself unclean. Because his separation to God is on his head, all the days of his separation, he is holy to the Lord." As I was praying and really seeking the Lord on what to share, he led me to number 6, maybe because it was the next chapter in my Bible reading plan, but I also believe that was the Lord. And today I really wanted to talk about consecration and the act of being consecrated. Now, consecration is the act of being consecrated, but breaking it down further, it is the solemn dedication to a specific purpose, usually religious. For me, as I was reading, I got really got stirred by this passage, because it's basically the Lord speaking to us and talking about being consecrating or setting yourself apart to be holy. And the first point I really want to make is that consecration does not have to do with an occupation, but it has everything to do with your heart. It says here in verse 1, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them." So this vow was not meant for just the Levites or the pastors or the priests. Sometimes I feel like as we walk this Christian life, we put pastors on a pedestal. We put people who are full-time ministry as an occupation, we put them above the rest. We say, you know, they're the holy ones. They're the ones that are meant to fast a lot. They're the ones that are meant to pray a lot. They're the men who are meant to be the forefront warriors. And I feel like sometimes when we do that, it allows us regular people, quote unquote, people who just come to the church, regular congregation members, for us to give ourselves an excuse to sit in the back seat. But here we see that it says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel and say to them, he is making it for the general people of Israel." That consecration is not about whether you're a pastor or what you do for your job. You know, you could be a banker, you could be someone who does art, someone who works with finance, someone who's teaching. But consecrating yourself to the Lord, setting yourself apart to be holy, has nothing to do with your job, but rather it has everything to do with your heart. The second point that I really want to make is that consecration is not convenient, but rather it's inconvenient. If we read, it says, "When either a man or a woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to the Lord, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar made from wine or strong drink, and shall not drink any juice of grapes or eat grapes fresh or dried. All the days of his separation, he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, not even the seeds or the skin. And it goes on, all the days of his vow of separation, no razor shall touch his head until the time is completed for which he separates himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. He shall let the locks of his hair of his head grow long. As I read this, it seems really inconvenient to do this vow. It seems that this man, whoever decided to partake in the Nazirite vow, had to separate himself from drinking anything made from grapes, wine, which we know back in the day, back in when the Bible was written, wine was a huge part of the culture. Drinking, and even today, we see that partaking and drinking is such a big social experience. It's such a big thing that makes up a lot of our getting to meet new people or having business dinners or things like that. We see that alcohol is a big part of social interaction. Not just now, but back then also, I can imagine that having wine or drinking wine was a big part of the social experience. So this man, whoever decided to consecrate himself in this way, it was a huge inconvenience. For me, I often find myself when, you know, back at my home church back in California, if a pastor calls a fast or if a retreat is coming up and there's like a media fast or something, I groan at the fact that it's such an inconvenience to me. Either I can't partake in a social setting. If my friends ask me, hey, you want to go watch a movie? I go like, I can't because I'm media fasting right now. And I realize that really consecrating yourself to the Lord is such an inconvenience. Even coming to early morning prayer, as you guys know, it is not the most convenient thing for us to do. For some of us here, you probably have full-time jobs, and right after this, you guys go to work. So I can only imagine the extra effort you put in coming before the Lord in the morning. The third point I really want to make is consecration is beautiful because it comes from a pure desire to give oneself to the Lord. And I guess this is the main point that I really want to make, is that as I'm reading through, and if you keep reading through chapter 6, it talks about, you know, what the Nazirite has to continually separate himself from, and when he's done, what that ritual is, and that procedure to end the Nazirite vow. And I realize that there is not an explicit blessing that comes from doing this thing. If you read, I'm just going to summarize and paraphrase 13 to 20. It basically says, when the time of separation has been completed, he shall be brought to the entrance of the tent of meeting. And he's before the priest, he's going to do these rituals. And at the end, it says, after that, the Nazirite can drink wine. In the Message version, the conclusion or the finale for this Nazirite passage, I feel, is it says, now you are free to drink wine in verse 20. And I think that's such an interesting thing for me, is to see that at the end of this, basically the Nazirite is just given the right to drink wine again, when he himself is the one that gave that up. There's no prophetic word. There's no, you know, crazy experience or encounter or anything like that. But rather, it seems like the Nazirite has just done this to separate himself to the Lord. Sometimes I think for me too, when I'm fasting, or when I take this time to I'm gonna go to EMP and I'm gonna pray. It's like I'm expecting something out of God. I'm expecting, and I think there's a good expectation also, where you come before the Lord hungry, like, God, I'm giving you this so that I could be, you know, so I could, you know, sometimes we have that heart agenda, like, God, I want the retreat to be more awesome. I want to be more aware of this or that. But as I read for the Nazirite, all he did, the reason why he went through all that inconvenience was just to be closer to the Lord. that there was nothing in his heart. There was no prayer request that he was lifting up. Like, God, would you help, you know, would you help this guy or this girl notice me at church? Or would you help bring my spouse? Or would you help bless my children? There isn't any explicit mention of that. But rather, it seems like he just did it to separate himself to the Lord. And that really blows my mind, because I find myself sometimes coming to the Lord with these acts of devotion, with these acts of consecration, wanting something out of him rather than wanting him. Sometimes we want that blessing, when the biggest blessing is just his presence. It's just him being with us and us getting to know him. And I think that takes also a decoding in our hearts and a dewiring in our hearts for us to really come to that, where when we're fasting or when we're praying or when we're coming to ENP even, yes, I think it's awesome that we come with prayer requests, that we come with a reason here. But I think it's even more awesome. I think it's even more sweet to the Lord when we come in the morning and we just say, God, I just want to seek you. God, I don't want to partake in this or that. I don't want to partake in media. I don't want to partake in this particular kind of meal or this kind of drink, because I just want to get closer to you. I think there's a sweetness to that. I want to share the story of when I kind of went on my own form of a Nazirite vow back in college, which for me was like 2 years ago. But back in college, when I was a sophomore, I decided to grow out my hair as a form of, I kind of wanted to use that year to really seek the Lord. I didn't drink alcohol either, but I really grew out my hair, and my hair was about this long. And it was a huge inconvenience. I totally understand you girls now. When you guys shower, it takes forever to dry your hair. And I remember going to sleep with wet hair, and then the next morning, it's just gross, and I just have to go to class. And I remember how annoying it was even just to grow out my hair and to shower, especially shampooing. That took forever. But I can't forget what happened during that year. The reason why I went on that was that I was consecrating myself and saying, God, I am going to use this year. And this is my year of wilderness. I proclaimed my own season that year. I was like, this is my year of wilderness. I'm going to grow up my hair like a wild man. And at the end of that year, what was so crazy was that at the end of that year, the VBS theme that was given out, and this is not done by our church, but rather it's a corporation or an entity that kind of sends out these VBS themes that you could choose. The VBS theme for our church at the end of that year was Escape from the Wilderness. And for me, that was such a mind-blowing moment, because for me, that was like the Lord telling me, Tony, you can cut your hair, and you could go back to doing your hair and not sleeping with wet hair. And I think for me, that was such a touching moment for me, even though there was no explicit moment for me. There wasn't like, God gave me a prophetic word that year that changed my life forever. No, it was really mundane. A lot of that year was just, you know, going in the morning, waking up, trying to spend an hour with God, falling asleep, waking up, going to class, coming back. It was very mundane. But I think those are the sweetest moments with God, where in the mundaneness of life, you choose to consecrate yourself every day. You choose to come before him every day, not with an agenda, not with a benefit in your mind, but saying, God, all I want is you. All I want is you. So I know it's a little early, but I would like to invite Abby up to lead us into a song. And as we're listening to the song and really preparing to come before the Lord and pray, I really want to challenge you guys today. I don't know why some of you guys came to EMP, but I want to challenge you today, just for today, why won't you just come before the Lord and say, all I want is just you. All I want is just you. God, I don't want a rhema word. I don't want a prophetic word. I just want to be with you. And I really challenge you during this time to have a sweetness before the Lord. And there's no agenda, there's no benefit, but it's just you. let's take this time to pray for those in our community that are fighting cancer and fighting chemo and radiation therapy. And let's really lift them up. Let's just pray for the presence of God to really overwhelm them and be with them as they go through this fight. Let's also pray for healing over them. So let's take this time to pray. Next, let's take this time to lift up those in our community that are fighting illness and also for the salvation of those who are fighting this illness. Let's really lift them up and pray as if they are our own fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters and family, because they are. So let's take this time to pray and contend for our family here. Let's pray. Next, let's lift up those in our community that are fighting infirmities. Let's also lift them up with that same heart as if they are our own family because they are. So let's take this time to pray and lift them up. Next, let's pray for the provision of jobs for those in our community. Let's really lift them up that God would open doors and provide them with the opportunities for finance and the things that they need. Let's pray. Next, we're going to pray for our prayer focus. First, let's pray for our missions in China, SP Beijing with Pastor Hyunsu, SP Shanghai with P. Ricky, the Chong family, and Matt and Nate's parents, and the churches that we can think of. But let's take this time to cover and pray all the mission focuses. Let's take this time to pray. next, let's really lift up the board, the leadership of this church. They're a big reason why this church runs and is stable. So let's take this time to pray and really cover them. Next, let's pray for the young adult ministry, the men's ministry, and the women's ministry. Let's really lift them up and cover them in prayer.
God, we just pray for the young adults, and the men's ministry. Pray,
lastly, let's pray for SP 2.0, building and resources, and the benefactors, and the vision fund, and the third floor renovations. Let's just pray for God's hand to be upon all these areas of SP and really open doors and open more resources and blessings. So let's take this time to pray. Oh, yes. I'll just close us in prayer. And God, I just thank you so much for this opportunity and just these moments where we get to come before you. God, I pray today, would we just seek your face, God, that's just the agenda on our hearts, God. It's just to love you. It's to fall deeper in love with you, God, in whatever way that looks like. God, we pray, I pray that, God, just the next coming moments and the time spent with you here in prayer would be so sweet. We just thank you, Dad. We thank you, God. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great rest of the prayer time.